Blog Talk Radio.
Studios in Eugene, Oregon, it's Oregon Update with your hosts, Cliff and Robin. You can join Cliff and Robin by dialing 646-721-9887 or by email at talk@krbnradio.com. And now, here's your hosts, Cliff and Robin.
Been a little amused over the last couple of days where people have been having these rallies about tax.
If you drive a car,
and you see folks waving tea bags or
And good morning. It is Saturday morning, April 17th, just after tax day. So a lot of things going on in the news with between taxes, teabag parties, and actually a little bit of sunshine, too.
Lipton and Red Rose must love this whole movement.
Oh?
Probably sell teabags.
Teabags.
I don't know. Jeez. Somebody, you realize, of course, this is the Tea Party's birthday.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it was exactly a year ago on April 15th that the Tea Party held its first series of rallies. While first indication of our overall effectiveness cannot be judged until November, the continual exhortation.
Who's the professional here?
Well, that's not, it's spelled E-X-C-O-R-I-A-T-I-O-N. That isn't the word. Anyway, heaped upon us by the progressive left says that we've already struck a nerve. Exoriation? Is it actually a word? I've never seen that word or heard of that word before. Anyway, that was by Bill Wavering, whoever Bill Wavering is. And he wrote that today, as a matter of fact. That's what he wrote that. But anyway.
Apparently Bill Wavering was wavering in his spelling.
Well, yeah, I don't know what he did. I don't know what that word is. Maybe I have to look that up. Huh. Anyway, happy birthday to the Tea Party, I guess. A lot of people don't like the Tea Party.
No, they had a pretty good turnout.
Huh?
They had a pretty good turnout, apparently. And
they've had big turnouts everywhere. You see.
And apparently Cliff went bye-bye. So while we're waiting for Cliff to come back on, let's see, he logged out. As we're waiting for Cliff to come back to dial back in here, a couple things going on in the news. I've touched on a couple headlines. One is the Supreme Court ruled Thursday workers who use pot to relieve pain or nausea can be fired for drug use, even if they have a state-issued medical marijuana card. Justice Rivers Kistler, K-I-S-T-L-E-R, I'm probably pronouncing the name wrong, wrote, to be sure, the two laws are logically inconsistent. State law authorizes what federal law prohibits. He continues by saying that Medical Marijuana Act prohibits users from criminal prosecution under state law and did not prevent the employee from being fired for illegal drug use. In a similar incident recently, a Springfield man was cited for illegal use of marijuana possession when officers inside a public building discovered a small amount inside of a backpack, even though the man was carrying a medical marijuana card, which gives him the right to carry the drug. Even if you have a medical marijuana card, you can't possess it in public, according to Sergeant Tom Brochers of the Springfield Police Department. And we're going to take just a second here and see if we can get Cliff back on. So bear with us.
Well, at least I knew that.
Okay, I believe we are back.
Hello. Well, do I get to do my story over again?
You get to do your story over again.
Too bad I didn't write this down so I could actually do the same thing. We were talking about, by the way, the volcano and the volcanic ash and dirt and junk that's in the air, and the fact that it's halting all of the air traffic, the fact that airplanes airlines are losing huge amounts of money. But even more than the fact that the airlines are losing huge amounts of money, people are upset. We have a lot of folks in this world, not just this country, but every, because this is actually worse than, it's doing more trouble in Europe than it is here. But people have become very reliant on airlines and on airplanes. And when airplanes don't go, we don't go, and we miss appointments, we miss things. That's when maybe that's what's going on. Maybe Skype is really, really, really busy because everybody in the world is now doing all of their business meetings and things on Skype instead of going there personally.
But well, the bad thing about doing a live show, unfortunately, is this stuff happens.
Oh, yes.
And
you've been very fortunate to this point. We hardly ever happen.
Yeah, and if people are wondering, you know, we are using Skype, and Cliff is in Cottage Grove, and I'm in Eugene, and what we're doing is conferencing up to Blog Talk, and something happened on where Cliff dropped out, and we tried to get him in, and apparently we lost Skype as well. I mean, not Skype, but lost Blog Talk. So we got some dead air, which we do apologize for. Unfortunately, since we don't know where it went, we pick up where we left off, so to speak, and that's our main topic today is taxes and the tea parties that happened on April 15th all around the United States. And apparently there was a pretty big turnout, and there was also some groups that were the anti-tea party or crash the tea party that their goal was to infiltrate the tea party movement from the inside and try to make the Tea Party people look idiotic and discredit them. In fact, one person who tried to crash the Tea Party or set up a website called crashtheteaparty.org, he rallied about 500 people, had T-shirts and whatever else made. But he is a teacher. And he...
Okay, now we're talking about in Oregon now.
In Oregon, in Beaverton, I believe. I'm quickly rushing, putting my screens back together after trying to get us back on the air.
People that all over the country that are doing this Tea Party thing. It's not just local. It's an all-over-the-country type thing. But the biggest, I think, thing about the whole thing is the fact that there's no leader. The Tea Party has no leader. And what I see happening at this particular point is that the Tea Party is actually going to accomplish virtually nothing because it's being used by different organizations, different businesses and such to promote their thing, their business or their movement or whatever it is, because there's nobody making any rules or any regulations or even giving any direction as to what should be happening. Anybody who wants to have a party, I guess, anybody who wants to get out there and organize something can, and they can stick it under the Tea Party's name and draw people. I mean, it's I think going to turn into pure chaos and accomplish virtually nothing. And until they actually get somebody in there to literally lead. There's nobody leading. There's just a whole bunch of people upset and going out. And one of the things that's happened, and I don't know if you're aware, is that the Fox News channel, Fox News has been doing a lot of the leading. They've been doing it kind of quietly, but that's at an end. That's over. I can't remember his name, the owner of Fox News, from Australia has said, okay, that's it. As a matter of fact, one of the Fox people was supposed to be at a meeting yesterday, or maybe it was the day before. It was on the 15th, I think. He was supposed to be going. He was made announcement on the air that he was going to this meeting. Well, unbeknownst to him, or even perhaps beknownst to him, I don't know for sure, but the Tea Party group at that particular meeting decided to make him the headliner. He was then all of a sudden going to be the draw. He was the one who's going to draw people into that particular meeting. And the Fox people, and not just the owner, but the actual upper-ranking people in Fox decided, hey, this is not what's supposed to be going on. This is not what's supposed to be happening. We're supposed to be reporting, not making the news.
Exactly.
I know that Fox does a lot more than just report the news, obviously. But at least maybe they're going to make an effort to start reporting the news instead of making the news, which would be kind of nice.
Well, it goes against their logo, you know, Fox News, fair and balanced. You know, if they're leading the group, then that's kind of, like
well,
you said, it's no longer reporting the news, it's being the news.
That's why they started using that fair and balanced thing, is because they started making the news and people started catching on, and so they think that they can just simply promote their way out of it with a slogan, and I don't think that's going to do too well. In this particular case, I don't know if you realize it, but this Tea Party movement that everybody touts as being huge, it turns out that actually fewer. I told you about this one thing that I thought was kind of interesting earlier off the air. This little quote that one of the things journalism teaches you over and over again is that nothing ruins a good story quite like the facts.
Right.
And so this week's renewal of the chattering classes infatuation with the Tea Party movement tried to coincide with the deadline to file federal income tax returns. The group is conventionally portrayed as a burgeoning populist expression of discontent that sprouted simultaneously from the grassroots and cuts in new ways across sectional and class and gender lines. But in
And I think we lost him again.
A look into what's going on to try to find out what is actually happening. And as it turns out, fewer than...
Cliff, you're cutting out really bad. If I lose you again, just call in.
The 20% of people that sort of indicates that they support it, that's just if you ask somebody, heard about it, do you agree with them or whatever. But only 4% of Americans have actually done anything, attended an event even, or contributed to help out or anything like that. And as a matter of fact, one of the things they put in here is that on any given day, you could probably come up with twice as many people who think the Pentagon is hiding dead aliens in Area 51. So, and I'm sure of that. There are an awful lot of people.
You mean they're not?
I'm serious. And exactly, I mean, what you just said, you mean they're not? There's an awful lot of people who believe they are.
And they're probably on the payroll, too. But anyways.
5% Republican.
Yeah, Cliff, you are cutting out really bad. If I lose you again, call back in on the listener line.
One in five has an annual income greater than $100,000, 37%.
Okay. I don't think Cliff can hear me, and we lost him again. But anyways, I wanted to get back to the teacher. It was a teacher in Beaverton School District, who put together the website called CrashTheTeaParty.org. And once people found out that he was doing this on school time and on the school's computers, within the last 2 days, the Beaverton School District received thousands of emails and phone calls from people across the country who were outraged at his behavior. Well, this resulted, Jason Levin is his name, it resulted him in a paid administration leave. See if we can get Cliff back on here. Again, our apologies. We'll see if we can kind of pull him in. If not, we'll just...
He's here.
Are you here?
He's here.
Okay. Apparently, there's something wrong with your connection. And if we lose you again, call in on the listener line.
I see what you're saying. Okay, I'll try that.
Okay. I was just telling the people about Jason Levin, the teacher from Beaverton, and the number of thousands of emails and phone calls from people who are outraged at the fact that he started crashtheteaparty.org website and worked on it during school hours.
Okay, were they outraged because of the website or the fact that he worked on it during school hours?
Mainly because he worked on it during school time.
Well, you know, I really find that I'm, the more and more I see or hear about our educational system, and especially about the Education Association, what do you want to call, their wet union, that I'm really, very upset at the way they handle themselves, the teachers themselves, the union itself, because they just feel that they can do anything they want to and get away with it, and very little of what they're doing at this point.
And he's gone again. Anyways, the Levin's website, which, by the way, if you go to crashtheteaparty.org, now reads buy a t-shirt, which it was changed from, if I can get back to my proper page here, which was changed from welcome to Crash the Tea Party, about us. We are a nationwide network of Democrats, Republicans, and Independents who are all sick and tired of that loose affiliation of racists, homophobes, and morons who constitute the fake grassroots movement which calls itself the Tea Party. What we want is to dismantle and demolish the Tea Party by any nonviolent means necessary. How we will succeed? By infiltrating the Tea Party itself in an effort to propagate their pre-existing prophecy for paranoia and suspicion. We have already sat quietly in their meetings and observed their rallies. In fact, in San Francisco, the Tea Party movement was ready for the imposters to come in and try and disrupt, and they set up a communication system with local police where they put together a pink sign that says infiltrator, that when somebody got tagged as a Tea Party crasher, they would hold the sign over the individual with an arrow pointing to the crasher itself. And let's see, I'm going to try to get Cliff one more time on Skype here. We'll see if this will work.
Hello there.
Hello.
I was just going after the number.
Okay. Well, speaking of numbers, so you have it, and so our listeners have it too. That number, if you'd like to join the conversation, is 646-721-9887. Once again, 646-721-9887. The chat room is open right now. That's at www.blogtalkradio.com/KRBN. And you can also send us emails, which I do have the email open right now, and that is talk@krbnradio.com, and we'd love to hear from you.
Yes, as a matter of fact. Interestingly enough, when you lose me, it's just you that loses me. I don't lose. I'm still on, and when I dial in, I start getting into Blog Talk, so I don't know what's going on. But next time we lose me, I'll dial in on the phone line, see what happens.
Okay.
See if that'll work.
Well, again, that's the problem with computers. On my monitoring end, you blank out totally and bring it up the other computer, which there is a 15-second delay between our live broadcast and what comes back over the line. There wasn't any audio, so I'm just going to assume that there was nothing.
Right, right. Okay. Well, right now, who knows? Basically, According to my computer, we don't have Blog Talk on.
Well, it's according to mine. Let's go with mine. Mine seems to be working, I think. But anyways, on to the show.
Yes.
Again, assuming our other lines are working, 646-721-9887. We'd love somebody to call and give us a test. If nothing else, just call and say hello.
Well, I'm going to log off here and call that number and see what happens, because according to my Skype, we're not on. So I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
My Skype doesn't show Blog Talk being up, and it always does. So I'm going to log it off and go to that number. So I'll call you back in a minute.
Okay. That just means that my Skype's better than his Skype. Anyways, while we're waiting for Cliff to call back in, little immigration note here, but again, it kind of goes along with the Tea Party movement. This is from the Oregon Immigrants Rights Coalition, Coalition Pro, that's in Spanish. Anyways, their website, they said, "We love taxes." It says, while the media is sure to pay attention to the crowds of angry taxpayers protesting their contribution to the country today, there are millions of people across the country who feel very differently. Peaceful crowds of immigration reform supporters bearing signs with slogans stating, "We love taxes," and "Viva taxes," are gathered outside post offices in several cities yesterday, and will again today to rally for Tax Day. Well, that's one thing that Obama is wanting to push forward, too, is the immigration reform to give everybody amnesty, or at least to his version of amnesty, which is you pay a tax, or you pay a fee or penalty, and welcome to the U.S. pretty much, which I find is rather interesting, what we would do to get people into the country, or the illegal aliens into the country. And we are still waiting for Cliff. A little bit about the Tea Party, by the way, is like Cliff said earlier in the show, on April 15, 2009, the Tea Party had its first rally, and basically this year spawned millions of Americans to get involved in their local Tea Parties across the nation. A lot of them complaining about the increase in taxes and where our government is going. One issue that I personally have regarding where our government is going is the health care bill, which in 2014, you're going to find either you'll have health care or you'll pay a penalty. So there goes your tax refund. If you don't get yourself comprehensive tax reform, as it's called, in other words, you go get your own healthcare insurance, unless you happen to be very, very low income and you qualify for Medicare, Medicaid, or you're working for some other company that provides it for you. But the point is, and how it relates, is that when you're expecting a $300 or $400 or $500 refund at the end of the year in 2014, and you don't have health insurance, you might be giving that refund back to the government, and you'll still have no health insurance. All right, I think we have Cliff back on the line. And
are you hearing me on the line?
I'm hearing you on the line.
Hello, testing 1, 2.
Yeah, you're coming through now.
Oh, okay, good. Well, that's good. All right. I don't have. I don't think any of this health insurance thing is probably going to do much for me or to me, being old enough to be on Medicare. And so consequently, I'm just sitting back and kind of looking and waiting to see what it's going to do, if anything, to me right away. Perhaps nothing until, well, who knows, a couple of years.
Well, for the rest of us, like myself, for example, you know, I'm poor. I'm working a part-time job. We are just barely making it. At least we're slightly above water, just declared bankruptcy. And, you know, an extra $50 a month in anything is going to be devastating to our monthly income, for example, and tell me where you can buy personal or private health care for $50 a month.
Well, $1,500 a month, perhaps, but that's about as close as you can get. And that's just totally insane. To me, if I were going to spend $1,500, $2,000 a month on insurance for my family, I would just put it in a savings account. I mean, you're better off putting it away unless you're old and really, you know, will need it like me. But you're better off in putting it into some sort of savings account than, and of course, nowadays, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't, because the interest rates on savings accounts of any kind have gone so totally absurdly down that you can't really make any money on those either. So you have to invest it in something is what you've got to do and hope that you can make that something work. The whole bottom of this thing, and people talk about getting on the road to recovery. I don't think we are. I hope you heard yesterday that the unemployment rate is 360,000 more than it was last year at this time. Now, it doesn't show me that we're recovering at all, where we've got 3 million people unemployed, and it's a higher number than it was last year on this date. So if it was a higher number than last year on this date, that doesn't seem to be going better to me. That seems to be going worse. That's the way I look at it.
Well, and this is a bit off topic, but speaking of unemployed, where congressmen are wanting to start eliminating some of the unemployment benefits because some people have been on it for so long, can you imagine what would happen if people stopped receiving their unemployment benefits in this recession?
Yes, I'm there. I have stopped. I got two, because
at least you got a roof over your head, but you know, everything is so expensive these days that, you know, without unemployment insurance, how are you going to pay your mortgage, your rent? Heck, even our house, we pay over $200 a month in utilities.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So do we. Now, that doesn't change, interestingly enough. It just plain doesn't change. The utility bill, the water and sewer and just water and sewer. Nobody takes any consideration of that. And I have been on the city's budget committee long enough to know that there's only so much they can do because they have the bills to pay too. And the state and federal government have been cutting down what the city gets. So everybody is losing money. Things are going to have to change. The price of doing business and the price of doing things is going to have to change. Yet, I went to the grocery store on Thursday, I think it was, and was just absolutely astounded at how much prices have gone up on groceries in the grocery store. Just in the last couple of months, they've gone significantly higher on various and sundry things. So it's just a huge, I'm talking about like tomato juice. I drink tomato juice to take my medicine, and a can of tomato juice has gone up 30 cents in 2 months. That's a huge amount. I mean, that's 15-20%.
Well, yeah, and the cost of everything is going up. I mean, price of fuel is going up again, which economists were saying, I think it's in the news a couple of weeks ago, that they were saying the reason why we ran into a recession was because people can't control their budget. I feel that we went into this recession because fuel got up to $4.50 to $5 a gallon, and people were having to make a choice between eating and driving to work.
Well, the reason we got into this recession was not only that had something to do with it, but it had to do with the banking and the money monetary situation and the people that we bailed out. We have got to learn to get the hell out of this business, and if a business is going to fail, let it fail. I mean, if it bankrupts the country, I heard someone say, well, we had to do this or we would end up back in the same position we were back in the 20s. Well, we lived through that. We'll live through it again. But all we're doing now is prolonging the anguish, I believe.
Well, something's got to happen. And that's part of the reason why I believe people took time off work to go attend these Tea Party rallies, is to kind of point out to the government that we can't keep going the way we're going. Something has got to change, or we're just going to be, you know, one, either taxed to death, or two, a socialist country is what they feel.
Well, basically, we've got to understand that first thing you need to realize, and which is one of the places where the Tea Party, I think, is so totally failing, is that we are the government. You elected those people into that position. It's not a whole bunch of, you know, kings and queens and royal family.
Right. But, you know, well, in a way, when you think about it, I'll take federal government, for example. Locally, we can get enough signatures to vote on an issue if we don't like the issue. But if there's something the feds do, the only thing that we can do besides, I mean, we can send letters to our representatives and hope our representatives will vote the way the people want. But other than that, we have no control over the federal government.
Yes, we do. Every 2 or 4 years, we can not vote for those people again. This didn't happen overnight. This was not something that all of our people in government sat down one day on, you know, in 2009 and said, okay, we're going to screw up the world. And then went about to do it. That's not what took place. This has been coming and coming and coming. We sit back and we don't do anything about the fact that gasoline is going up. We have huge amounts of natural resources in this country that we could be utilizing instead of foreign oil, and we haven't bothered to do it. We had a few years ago, we had a big wake up, and the government, close quote, did give people bonuses and tax rebates and things for trying to help with alternative fuels. But then the oil companies and the oil rich countries lowered their prices and lured us back in, and we were stupid enough to do it. I mean, we've got to realize this is us. This is the American public that's doing this as much as anybody else. We've got to say no and start, you know, stop doing this. We've got to vote the people in that are going to do the natural gas. We've got huge deposits of natural gas in this country that we could use, and we aren't.
People in that are going to follow the will. For example, we've got some county commissioners here that are running for re-election that I'm sure that a lot of people have already forgot that when we voted no on a gas tax, they went ahead and raised the tax anyways, and they said if we didn't like it, we have to gather signatures to get it off. Well, we got enough signatures, but unfortunately it passed anyways. But the whole point was that for a general election or special election, whichever it was, we said no, and the three commissioners went ahead and approved it anyways. One thing I wanted to kind of put on here, I got a clip. I'm going to play this clip raw. I haven't really had a chance to review it. This is Whoopi Goldberg from the View, and she's commenting about some of the ridiculous tax on top of tax on top of tax. So this is a minute five here. Here we go.
I don't mind paying taxes because I know I make a lot of dough, and you want to give some. Okay, that's the way it's supposed to be.
We're all trying to visualize that.
The way it's supposed to be. Because if you have, you want to give. That's the way. That's why it's set up this way. But I am sick of and tired of being taxed because I've done well for myself. I don't understand why I am paying the look at the phone bill. Let me just read this to you. Federal Universal Service Fund. What the hell is that? What is it?
This is your telephone bill?
So this is a cell phone. Then you have the state gross receipt tax, the state sales tax, the state telecom excise, country surcharge, county telecom excise, MCTD surcharge, local sales tax, state 911,
whatever,
county 911.
Tax for 911?
Yes. What the hell is that?
You should not be taxed for 911.
Well, I think it's the emergency thing.
Right.
But
yeah.
You have the emergency for the state you're in, and then the country you're in, and then the county you're in.
And she brings up a very good point. Our tax bill, when we used to have Quest, literally our taxes and fees were over 50% of our bill.
Well, I guess you got to decide. You're going to pay that, whether they call it taxes or whether they don't. Whether the federal government doesn't do it and the individual companies do it. We're not going to have the kind of service that we want if we let the individual, you know, AT&T and Verizon and all these people handle this, because they're going to be competing with each other, and they're not going to do the job of making us able to call anywhere in the world easily. It's making our life a lot better. So do we want to pay for it that way, or do we want to pay for it and give the money to AT&T and then make them buy it? Or do it. There's an awful lot of things that we are paying taxes on that have to do with regulatory ideas and building infrastructures that connect everybody, so that we can actually, you know, use AT&T and call somebody who is on Verizon. If it weren't for some of those taxes and some of those fees, I wouldn't be able to talk to you on the telephone, because you, I believe, have Verizon and I have AT&T. We wouldn't be able to talk to each other. And so in order to do all this interconnecting and put this infrastructure together, there has to be a central organizing committee, so to speak, and that happens to be the federal government in this case. And,
I can understand your point, but let me give you an example, and this is when we used to have Quest. Back then we had two phone lines, and this is like a couple years ago. The basic fee per phone line was $12.50. So for line one, $12.50. Line two, $12.50. Line two also had an additional $6 a month charge for having line two. So it was a fee for having a second phone line on top of the $12.50 that we were paying for the second phone line. And then of course, your sets of taxes, fees, and everything else that go along just for having it. So basically, just for the fact that we had a second phone line cost us an extra $6 extra on the base fee for that line than it did for line one.
And also, you had another fee for being able to talk to anybody in Cottage Grove or anywhere outside of Eugene Springfield.
Exactly. So we're no longer Quest, because it just got too expensive and too ridiculous. So.
Right. But the thing is, you're paying the same fees somewhere along the line. Somebody's paying that with the cell phones. I mean, basically, if you sit back and look at it, all of these taxes and fees are notwithstanding. Your phone bill for being able to call anywhere in the world, anytime in the world, and for as long as you want to, is unbelievably less than it was 20 years ago or 25 years ago. I mean, it's hugely less. I mean, I can remember when I was just absolutely thrilled to death when I could call across the state for only 10 cents a minute. 10 cents a minute. When was the last time you paid 10 cents a minute for a telephone call?
And speaking of telephone calls, if somebody wants to try out their long-distance service, how about dialing 646-721-9887?
And I can tell you about how that number works. I'm on it.
That's right. And we got 14 minutes left in the show. And kind of want to get a little bit more on the Tea Party rally and the April 15th.
Yeah, we are kind of off our subject, aren't we, just a bit? Yeah. Well, you know, one of the...
Show, but anyways.
Going back to the Tea Party thing... I really feel that the Tea Party is destined for absolute total absurdity. Are you aware that the Tea Party is putting together there is a candidates list for people who are running for office in different states and are on their, well, they're trying to put together an actual Tea Party, but they're actually running probably as something else. But the Tea Party is their whole background. But even in the state of Oregon, and Janie German is running for Congress on the Tea Party. I put down the wrong thing. I'm in the wrong place. That's why. In Washington State, David Hedrick is running. California. There are two or three people. John Dennis is running in the state of California for Congress on the Tea Party. I mean, the Tea Party is actually putting people up for office, but there is no party. There is nothing there. And this is...
So you're saying that they're actually trying to start like a third party?
That's exactly what they're doing. That is exactly what they're doing. They're starting a third party, the Tea Party. And... it should be interesting to see if anything's going to happen, because this is, the Tea Party has no leader. There's nobody leading the Tea Party.
Even if it had a leader, here's my problem with third parties, and this is one of the failings of this system, in my opinion. It's just like when Ross Perot was running, and he got a lot of people behind him. And in fact, it almost looked like that he had a real chance. The problem with anything other than the Republican and Democratic parties is the Electoral College. Because Ross Perot, for example, got zero Electoral College votes. And it's the Electoral College, not the individual votes, that elect the president. In fact, if I recall, there's twice in our U.S. history that the popular vote voted for one candidate, but the Electoral vote put somebody else into office.
And it hasn't been that long ago. That's the most important. It wasn't that long ago that this happened. And it's everybody's, well, you know, maybe this is going to be the one thing. Maybe this is the difference between any of these third parties that are run by a Ross Perot or whomever is trying to promote something, regardless of how good their ideas are or how good their heart is or anything else. But maybe that's the difference. This one is actually a grassroots thing. What we've got to worry about now is the people who are stepping in and putting their foot weirdos of any kind can present their views, no matter how off the wall or self-promoting, by simply going in and stepping up to speak. And what's happening is you do get weirdos, so to speak, that will run all over the country just to step up and speak and be heard, because the Tea Party is actually creating a lot of momentum. So you got to be a little bit careful about who you're letting on the podium and who you're letting talk in a lot of instances, because these people are out to promote themselves, not anything else. And so you got to be really careful of who is there. So, you know, as a participant in the Tea Party, you still have to think. And that's the problem that we've had in our country, is people would much rather sit back, listen to somebody else spout off, and then not think, just decide if they agree or disagree with some of the things they talk about. And if they agree or disagree with even one or two items, then they'll decide that they'll go along with that person. And then you've got problems, because you really don't know what that person's promoting. And it may not be the sweet little sound bites that they set up there, because that's the other thing. Our press and our media picks up on the sound bites. They don't pick up on the subject matter or what's being said. They pick up on the sound bites. So there's a couple of things we need to do. One is, I agree with you, get rid of the Electoral College. We've got to change the way that works. And then the other thing we've got to do is we've got to change our election financing. We've got to change how that works. And that could mean no more television, or only X amount of dollars can be spent on television. Or we've got to come up with something so that it isn't whoever spends the most money, because there'll be somebody who comes up with a way to get that money.
That's true. Anyways, the last 8 minutes of the show, I'd like to bring a caller online. Area code 949, welcome to the show.
Hello, this is Shane from Political Vindication.
Hi, Shane. How are you doing today?
Good, good. You know, I spent Thursday at two Tea Party rallies out here in Orange County, California. And I tell you, I've been to a bunch of them. They're good people. It's not about hatred, or it's not about racism or white supremacy or anything that you hear so often as the left tries to demonize this kind of organic uprising. And, you know, when I hear that, you guys, I know that it's really disrespecting the issues, because there is good reason to be upset. It's reasonable to be worried about the direction the country is going in right now. You know, politics being one thing, but with the debt we're getting into and the future looking like we're going to have to raise taxes, or the VAT tax, or things that you're talking about, the government growing at a pretty unprecedented clip right now, there's good reason to be upset. But you're hearing the left come out a lot, and call everybody racist and call them prone to violence and these kind of things. I really think it's a ruse. I think it's a setup for the 2012 election upcoming, when you're going to have a President Obama bring out the immigration bill about a year before that, and you're going to see the temperature in this country rise, as anybody who opposes President Obama is going to be labeled as a racist and a hater and an extremist and prone to violence. I think that's what we're leading to.
I agree.
Well, would you agree that we have to pay attention? I mean, I'm not saying that the Tea Party is bad, but would you agree that we do have to pay attention to who's up on that podium talking for the Tea Party or talking, period, because there's no leader. Who's deciding who gets up there and talks to people, and what is their agenda?
Well, certainly that's important, but that's the great thing about the Tea Party movement. It's a bunch of average people, many of them not involved in politics before, who are getting up and getting out. What I saw on Thursday were a bunch of families, parents toting kids around, people who just got off the couch. They don't even know who the Speaker of the House is. I mean, here in California, we have a dire political situation. These are people who are getting involved because it's come to that point now that things are getting involved. Now, as in who gets up and speak, of course it's important. Nobody wants to be tarred and feathered because you have some yahoo up on stage saying terrible things. Of course not. But in the sense of what the Tea Party is, which is essentially a bunch of people meeting, to rally at parks. We had some on corners the other day out here in Irvine. You had one on four corners of an intersection. You know, man, I know there's people trying to capitalize, making it to a party. People trying to have conventions where they're charging people money. Man, that's the American way. People are always trying to do that. That's fine. But what the Tea Party represents can't be ignored. It shouldn't be ignored. And so unless you're going to say that 51% of the people you're standing next to at a Tea Party are racist or are sexist or whatever you want to call them, then you ought to drop the issue and answer some of the questions that are poignant questions, important, reasonable questions, concerns that Tea Partiers have. That's what's bringing in this large group of Republicans and Democrats and Libertarians and all kinds of different people at this place. And in fact, you'll notice a lot of them don't like the Republican Party either.
Right, I understand.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Who? So, you say you've been to small groups of people that are at the Tea Party meetings. Who speaks? How do you decide who speaks at those meetings?
Well, you usually have someone who's organized it, going to the sites. These are average people who are organizing it. And they'll ask you, who wants to come up? We have a certain person we want to ask to come up because they're known in the community or they're known in yesterday, the one I was at in Irvine here, you had a bunch of Irvine people. You didn't have any Republican Party people. You didn't have any Democrat Party people, but you had activists. And when one guy brought up a thing about immigration yesterday, you heard murmuring in the crowd. That to me was interesting, because what it showed was there was a bunch of people there who didn't agree with what the guy was saying on stage, or they didn't want him to bring it up, or they didn't want it to be an issue because they're not concerned with immigration, whatever it is,
So at that meeting, what is being accomplished? Are you convincing a bunch of people to make their voice known, and if so, how and who?
Well, people are engaged, and like I said, the people I talk to a lot of them, they're new to politics or they don't follow it closely. They're starting to now. They're engaging in, and that's one of the issues that a lot of people have felt with the problems today, is that people aren't engaged. They don't know what's going on. Taxes don't affect them. It's usually business owners or people that are junkies like you and I, political junkies that are following things very closely. To see a bunch of people come together, network, and we're giving each other our cards, and we're saying, listen to my show or come to my site I know during the elections last year in November, there was a bunch of spontaneous debate parties. Where I went, and I didn't know anybody there. I'm walking in, and it's a room of 20 people, and we're all watching the debates. It's exciting because it's not organized. It's not pushed by somebody. Nobody's passing around a hat and saying, would you please give us 10 bucks so we can start a pack or something. No, it's just a bunch of people who are coming together. We need more of that. I think it's
and
healthy.
I agree. Yeah. I really appreciate
it. When it affects people at home, and affects our budget especially, is, I feel, is when people actually take the time out of their busy lives to get involved, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
So my thank you. Have a good day.
Sure.
How far are we here away from end?
We have 2 minutes left in the show, and again, thank you, Shane, for calling in. I still got time for one quick phone call if anybody wants to, 646-721-9887. And Shane makes a really good point. And, you know, most people, they do try, they're doing with their basic lives. And unless it affects them at home, or unless they're really involved in politics, then they're not going to take the, why, except for somebody wanting to go to a quote-unquote party, why would anybody want to go to any type of rally at all? But to take a day off of work and to go to, like, for example, tea bag party makes a point that it's affecting me. We have to do something about it. And the only way that we can get the government's attention is to show up and rally in numbers and do it peacefully and not let these people that are protesting what the Tea Party is trying to accomplish, and that is a peaceful movement to bring to everybody getting together and to basically show by numbers that we're tired of it and we want something done. Anyways, we'll be back again next Saturday at same time, 10 o'clock. If you have any suggestions, so we'd like to hear from you at talk@krbnradio.com. And next week, hopefully Cliff will stay with us a little bit longer this time. Cliff dropped off again. But again, welcome to live radio, folks. So again, talk@krbnradio.com. We'd love to hear from you. And we'll be back again next Saturday, 10 o'clock. And hopefully things will run better. See you then.
Check us out on the internet at www.krbnradio.com or email us with your show ideas at talk@krbnradio.com. This is KRBN Internet News Talk Radio.